classic Brian Rice people management skills.
Yeah.
On effect right there, what you just did. Very impressive. Kind of like where we're at today, Gray Hodges, out west, Lexington Drive, over here off the Level Road exit or wherever you're coming from. This is where we got our bathroom cabinets.
Yeah.
Vanity, oh. Yeah. The dual van was a single, went to a dual vanity, and it's really nice and it's just as good today. And it's Timberlake cabinets that they are in our bathroom, my bathroom.
We are here thanks to Gray Hodges. Thanks in part to Timberlake Cabinets. They feature Timberlake cabinetry here at Gray Hodges. Options to fit all price ranges. Timberlake Cabinets built to order from the best and only green certified materials. Also here, Whirlpool bathtubs, Delta faucets, KitchenAid, Moen, so much more. This is a improve your home paradise here at Gray Hodges.
100%, man.
And today, Customer Appreciation Day here at the location on Lexington Drive. Soup Kitchen is coming later.
Boom!
With award-winning chili, all-beef hot dogs. They're going to have potato bacon soup. Now, I'm not a huge soup guy, okay?
Oh, really?
But the potato, any of the potato soups from Soup Kitchen are really the one exception that I make.
And I'm pretty sure he said tamales, too.
Yes, homemade tamales as well.
And that's what I will get. I'm already chubby, but I'm going to stay chubby because I'm going to eat like five of them.
Jalapeno cornbread as well.
Oh, yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah.
That's it. When? We got to wait till noon for that?
11,
technically.
Yeah. 11 o'clock.
All right, cool.
So looking forward to all of that here at Customer Appreciation Day.
I got a question for you before we do anything else.
All right.
Where do you stand on nectar drinks?
I have no stance on them.
You've never tried one?
No. That entire can is in Spanish, which tells me it's good.
It's amazing. Okay. Never tried some?
No. If a can is entirely in a different language, chances are it is amazing.
And it's sold in Knoxville, Tennessee.
Yes.
It's good.
Yes.
100%.
Yes.
Like, I'll go get the coconut waters, and you'll be like English. Not sure what that is. That's what I'm going to get. And you get it, and it's the best every time.
Of course. That's the way the world
works.
You hear
that? Bad take? You just got to make your barbecue sauce a bunch of letters that no one understands.
There is probably nobody at this table that understands that concept more than Bad Take Andy. We were just talking about that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Deliciousness comes in different languages. On that note, we take a look at the game plan. Eric, we have to talk about this because it makes me angry, but I also don't want to talk too much about the specific allegations because he's a liar. Jeremy Pruitt's lawyer has threatened a lawsuit and wants to drag everybody else at the University of Tennessee down with him. Mm. Rick Barnes responded. You know how far you have to push somebody for Rick Barnes to wake up this morning and press the choose violence button?
Yeah.
And he did that last night. Phil Fulmer responded. Is there a more hated individual in East Tennessee this morning than Jeremy Pruitt?
No, maybe not. I mean, Lane Kiffin, obviously, when he left, was probably the one. Dooley, everyone was out on. At no point in any of their careers was it like this much, because like that's being negligent to your job is one thing, not being good at your job is another. Straight up making like bold-faced lies about something that we all love and care about, that's different. That is a fight. You know, like Rick Barnes isn't going to hit you. But if you walk up and hit Rick Barnes, I'll bet he puts you in some sort of
figure eight.
Yeah, and you're tapping out. Yeah, that's all that is. You know, Philip Fulmer, Rick Barnes, those guys they don't ever just say stuff to say stuff.
Nope.
You've crossed a line and forced their hand.
You put their name through the mud and
those two people alone publicly giving statements or saying anything, everyone knows, the judge knows, anyone else listening knows. That is a bunch of crap.
You talk about choosing your battles carefully.
Well, they made them pick this.
So we'll tell you some of those things that are said.
It's a flat tire today and on the way to the crappy part of New Jersey where they have to practice.
And here's the other thing. And this is not going to be the stance everybody takes, and that's fine. When his attorney starts doling out allegations and all this, if they follow through on these threats, I'm not going to talk about specific allegations because I think they're all lies. Because Jeremy Pruitt has been proven over his tenure at the University of Tennessee to be a liar. That's out there. There are many statements that he made that were verifiably false. He has been accused by the University of Tennessee with evidence of being a cheater. personally will not verbalize accusations that he makes because of that, because I don't believe saying the specific allegations of someone who has shown they cannot be trusted is fair to the people that they're making the allegations to or about.
I don't disagree with that at all.
So that's
kind of like when all you haters are talking about me not checking my email, you know, like blasphemy, running my name through the mud. Just saying, Ivins.
Yeah. No, that was.
Hey, you know what? Hold on, real quick. Guess what?
What?
I'm in a group with Phil Williams and Gunner from WIVIC.
Yeah.
And then your boy.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what it's for. I'm proud of that.
None of the three of you are checking your email. That's okay.
We're like, awesome. We are all awesome. Everyone can come get some.
If the three of you are riding in the car, that would be the fun car.
Yeah, the Three Amigos radio version.
Oh, 100%.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's for sure us.
Yeah. We will have our big topic coming up a little later on. You get to pick one game to win this year. Is it Georgia or is it Alabama?
No.
We'll pick that. We'll talk about that coming up in the 10 o'clock hour. We'll have our SEC Power Rankings as well, thanks to Star Power Sports and Marine. Play a little over-under. Tennessee assistant coaches and players spoke to the media yesterday. We'll have some notes from that coming up. All that and more coming up over the next 3 hours here live from Gray Hodges, and that's the game plan that's laid out for you every day, Eric, by our friends at 42nd Street.
42st.com. Keep it simple. You own a business, you run a business, and you want to make that business bigger, better. You're in growth mode. Grow with the help from 42nd Street Design, 42st.com.
We come to you live here from Gray Hodges. We are at the West Knoxville location. That's 10515 Lexington Drive. It's Customer Appreciation Day. Lunch served starting at 11, thanks to the Soup Kitchen. We are sitting here in their design center where they can give you the ability to design your new kitchen and see what it's going to look like in your home before you ever start construction. Right here, employee-owned, locally-owned, Gray Hodges, four locations, downtown, Alcoa, Sevierville, and right here where we are today in West Knoxville. The Eric Haynes Show continues next on the Sports Animal. So Jeremy Pruitt.
Sucks. Oh.
Blake Topmeyer had a great story yesterday in the New Sentinel about detailing what his attorney said. An attorney representing Jeremy Pruitt has given Tennessee until October 29th to reach financial settlement, or Tennessee will face a lawsuit that the attorney says will include details of NCAA rule violations in the football program and other sports and result in debilitating NCAA sanctions.
That is a threat.
Quote, as we have previously discussed, a public lawsuit with its related discovery, document productions, depositions, and disclosures and court filings is a no-win situation for UT. Even if UT prevails on its claimed defenses to the contract, which is unlikely, the public revelations from the lawsuit will invariably embarrass UT, its athletics department, and the administration. All of the parties to this dispute should try to avoid that, unquote. That is from the letter from Jeremy Pruitt's attorney, Michael Lyons.
That's a threat, dude.
It borders on extortion.
That's what I'm like. So, like, he could have absolutely nothing. He could have a lot of stuff. Like, but he's saying, if you don't settle by the settle by the date thing is what makes me mad. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's today's the 20th. There's 9 days, or yesterday when he set 10 days to pay him all that money that he thinks is that he should be owed, or a lawsuit comes. I would say, not only first off, the University of Tennessee can outlast Jeremy Pruitt in a lawsuit that goes on for years. Because what they're saying in that, Pruitt's lawyer, that is not a lawsuit that is over in 6 months. It gets continued, and then it gets reset, and then it gets continued. And then
there are depositions for
years. And years. That's a 3 to 5 year deal before anyone actually wins. So there's no way Pruitt's going to want to pay. The guy doesn't work for free. He's obviously
He works on contingency, so he gets a percentage of whatever you get.
Oh, so he could do it for 5 years, and then if he really wants to.
So
then he better hope that he wins that case, or he's going to be eating ramen noodles for a while.
Here's the thing. There are specific allegations that he noted in the letter that I'm not going to read because I don't find them credible. based on what I know about Jeremy Pruitt. So, I'm not going to, and let me be clear, I don't think it's unfair for those things to be reported. I don't think that's unfair at all. They're in the letters. You've got the letters in an open records request. Printing the letter in context and printing quotes is not an unfair thing for any media member to do. I think it's a responsible thing to do. I think for our purposes on our show, I don't find things that Jeremy Pruitt says to be credible, so I'm not going to read them. However, Philip Fulmer and Rick Barnes were named in this, and I tell you that because they both issued statements. Let's start with Philip Fulmer's. Quote, the days I interviewed each candidate for the head coaching position at the University of Tennessee, including Jeremy Pruitt, I emphasized that you did not have to cheat to win at the University of Tennessee and that cheating would not be tolerated. Jeremy has no one to blame but himself for his firing from UT. He had a great opportunity at a great university, and he simply screwed it up. That is Philip Fulmer's statement made to ESPN's Chris Lowe.
Pretty straightforward.
Rick Barnes, earlier, just a few minutes before that, made this same statement to Chris Lowe. Quote, I'm really disappointed that Jeremy would throw people's names around that he knows did nothing but support him the entire time he was here and make these unsubstantiated claims. I would invite the NCAA to come in any day of the week and investigate our program. I have too much respect for our players, our school, and our administration for somebody to ever think we were not doing things right here and make such ridiculous statements. Jeremy is not here because of the decisions he made and the way he led his program. Here's what I know. Our university has done everything it possibly can in working with the NCAA to clean up the mess he left behind and bring this to a closure. That Rick Barnes.
Those are okay, so like that's in like those two guys, Fulmer and Rick Barnes, have been in college athletics how long? I mean,
their entire lives, and
50,
they are not young men.
50 years.
Yes.
40 years. And never, ever in either of their careers has there been documented intentional breaking of rules to get recruits and to anything like that. Listen, hey, statute of limitations, technically I broke the rules when I played for him. I had some friends that helped me out a lot, okay? Had nothing to do with him, ever, nothing, anything else. Can't get in trouble for saying it anyway. But that's the only kind of stuff that happened. It's things that they never knew about, and they're really not even, now they're not against the rules at all. Those guys do not cheat. Fulmer does not cheat. I know for a fact he never paid one recruit a penny to come here. It's just like the Saban deal.
Let's remember, Rick Barnes lost his job at Texas because he wasn't willing to play the game
in the margins
that he was being asked to play by some travel team coaches in the state of Texas. And that came out after he left as those people who did play the game with those same people were implicated in NCAA violations. Rick Barnes wouldn't. He lost his job at Texas over it and came
and
to Tennessee.
And still never said anything public about it.
I promise you, Rick Barnes didn't lose his long-term job at Texas for refusing to cheat and then come somewhere else and cheat. That's ridiculous.
No, that's ridiculous. Like that's just like the whole thing. Like as soon as you name a couple people like that, like Jeremy Pruitt would have been better off just, you know, saying I didn't know what Niedermeyer was doing and I didn't this and that, and throw some of your guys that aren't even here under the bus. You're throwing two college coaching Hall of Famers with an entire lifetime of no cheating.
UT responded to the letter. The general counsel's office responded to the letter in part by saying this, quote, interestingly, your letter contains no denial of your client's actions. Instead, you raise vague and unsupported allegations of other violations by the university and threaten to embarrass the university publicly by revealing these alleged violations. The university emphatically denies these allegations and will not be intimidated into settling with your client based on your unsupported assertions.
We do not negotiate with terrorists. And you are an athletic program terrorist,
but
blowing it up on purpose.
Again, he did not deny that he committed violations. His defense for being fired for
cause. He's just saying, if I'm going down, you're coming with me.
Yes.
That's all he's saying. He's like, if I'm going down, you're coming with me. And I pray And listen, the people we have in charge at UT right now are some, like Donnie Plowman.
I think she does things the right way and is very in tune
from yes.
Even when it's not necessarily popular with all the fans, I think she has fairly consistently acted in the best interests of
and
UT and the athletics department.
Randy Boyd is the best thing that has happened to the University of Tennessee in the last, I don't know how many years. He is amazing, and he does everything the right way. He, like, is a top five human that I've ever even met. He's incredible.
Done a very good job. He has done an even better job than I anticipated.
And a lot of it was learning. He has learned how to do, like any. I mean, gosh, guys, worth the world. He doesn't need to do it, but he does it because it's his school, and he's capable and beyond capable. I have full confidence that under that leadership that we have right now at UT, there will be a mic drop. And
if UT has chosen this battle over writing him a check, then I have confidence that they are doing the right thing.
Exactly. I don't want them to write a check even if they're not sure. I hate Pruitt for that. Oh, I don't hate Dooley like that.
Okay, so I have a couple questions for you on this when we come back.
I have his number in case I want to text him as an idiot.
You probably shouldn't, but
yeah, I won't, but if I have it, I might.
I have a couple questions for you on this regarding Jeremy Pruitt's coaching future coming up on the other side. Because I think this raises some questions as to what he wants to do with his life, just in my opinion. But, yeah, UT, and here's the other thing. In the letter, the attorney for Jeremy Pruitt made some allegations against some specific people. Again, I mentioned Rick Barnes and Philip Fulmer because they responded to it. And you can read the letter. It's up with ESPN and with the New Sentinel. I have no problem with them printing that all in context. I just, for purposes of this show, I don't think it is right to name those names because I do not find anything that comes from Jeremy Pruitt or his representatives to be credible in any way based on what I know about him, based on my interactions with him, and based on things that he said and obviously has done to cause his termination from Tennessee. So, welcome back.
In case you were wondering, because my good friend Bill is asking too.
Yes.
No, I will not do that, and I deleted his cell phone number.
Good call. He probably deactivated the one that he had at UT anyway.
That's probably true.
Yeah.
It would be hard for me. I'll get over it, but I hate him so much right now that I probably would, and I'm glad I can't. So.
We'll take your phone calls on this next at 656-9900. I also have a question for Eric regarding his coaching future. That's next as we return to Gray Hodges. We are here thanks to Timberlake Cabinets. Employee-owned, locally owned. That is Gray Hodges. And it's Customer Appreciation Day here at the West Knoxville location. They'll have Soup Kitchen coming up at 11 o'clock.
Tamales.
Their award-winning chili, tamales, potato soup, hot dogs with some chili on them.
I'm going to throw a hot dog at Bad Take's face.
Don't do it. Don't waste the hot dog. Hot dogs are delicious.
I'm just upset right now. Don't hold me accountable for this. That's what he wants, right? He did a bunch of stupid stuff, and he's just saying, listen, if I'm going to go down sending a message, I'm bringing Bad Take Andy down with me.
The Eric Gage Show continues Sports Animal.
The great thing about sports is it never stops. Here's another 60-second sports minute on the Sports Animal.
An attorney representing Jeremy Pruitt has given the University of Tennessee an October 29th deadline to pay his $12.6 million buyout. Pruitt was fired last January, and the university says he is fired with cause and is not owed anything. SEC Media Men's Basketball Poll was released yesterday. Tennessee was picked to finish fourth in the SEC. Kentucky picked to finish first. Preseason AP Poll in Women's Basketball, the Lady Vols were picked 15th and picked second in the SEC to finish behind South Carolina. Major League Baseball scores last night. The Dodgers took down the Braves 6-5. The Braves still lead that series 2-1. The Astros rallied in the top of the ninth to hammer the Red Sox 9-2. That series is tied at 2 games apiece. In opening night in the NBA, the Bucks took down the Nets 127-104, and the Warriors came back to beat the Lakers 121-114. Have a good morning. I'm Logan Ward.
He heard the cue to call for Score Ford. Toby, good morning. Thanks for listening. In just a moment, I'm going to ask you for your score prediction For Tennessee and Alabama on Saturday, we will not hold your prediction against you with what we think of you, because you're trying to win a new Ford Mustang. It is the 2021 Ford Mustang GT, an iconic collectible piece of American muscle, a V8, 5-liter engine. So, if your guess is the one that is selected at random by our promotion staff on Friday, and it is the final score of the Tennessee-Alabama game on Saturday, you will go down to Ted Russell Ford. They will hand you the keys to that Mustang, and then you have to give Eric and I a ride in it, mm-hmm. which is a small price to pay. Toby, what do you think for Tennessee and Alabama Saturday?
Hey, first of all, good morning, guys. It's so hard to do, but, you know, with all of our injuries, and especially who's going to be starting at quarterback, I don't think that Hooker is going to be playing personally, but unfortunately, I'm going to have to say Alabama 42-17.
Like I said, Chubb,
as much as that pains me to say.
We're not holding anybody's score against him with what we think of him this week. You're trying to win a car. We get it. But, Toby, we appreciate you listening. We appreciate you calling in. Wish you the best of luck. If that's the score, at least you'll get a Ford, and we'll get to take a ride in it.
Outstanding.
Toby, thanks so much for listening. We appreciate it, and good luck to you. That's how we play Score Ford. Let's go to the phones at 656-9900. Eric, I have a question for you about Jeremy Pruitt a little later on, but let's get to the phones. First, Kevin is up first. Kevin, good morning.
Hey, guys. Good morning from Central Florida. How y'all doing?
Hey, we're all right.
Guys, I tried to call Monday and, couldn't get through. You know, the lines were jammed. And yesterday I was in meetings and couldn't call and never could get to my call regarding the game Saturday and all the extracurricular activities. And, but, you know, now this Pruitt deal comes. So I'm just going to skip the call for Saturday. Eric, well, both of you really hit it on the head. How is this not just outright blatant extortion? I mean, it's a threat. It's in print. Literally saying, if you don't pay my client a settlement by the 29th, we are going to sue you and ruin your athletic department for years and bring out all this dirt, blah, blah, blah. And another nail that was hit on the head by you guys. Yeah, you really got to do a lot to rile up, Coach Barnes. I mean, that's like, getting Mr. Rogers mad. You really, really got to push some buttons to get Coach Barnes to respond the way he did. But seriously, from a legal standpoint, how is that not just a blatant threat? How is it not blatant extortion? First off, I don't think there's any way now, even if the university had thought about settling, I don't think there's any way now you can settle because it's just going to look like, you're implying guilt in this. So I think we have to ride this thing out as long as it takes and see what happens. But just a quick question. Do you think the university should be worried at all over the outcome of this? And guys, that's what I got this morning. One other thing, just being down here in the local media, aren't you guys happy we did not hire Dan Mullen? I love how things work out the way they do. The universe always works things out, and I'm loving what's going on right now down here. But that's what I got, guys. I'll jump off and listen. Go Vols.
Kevin, we appreciate it. I think, just quickly, Eric, on Dan Mullen, I think he's a good football coach, but now the concerns I had about him when they hired him are starting to rear up, which is, can he run a consistently successful program and manage the personalities that you have to run a program at that level? Butch Jones couldn't. When they got good players in and had to coach them up, it was too much. Dan Mullen has gotten good players in, now he's having to coach them up, and it is struggling. And we'll see how he pulls through this. I'm not ready to say that he's going to be a failure and he's not going to be the coach there for very long, but they're starting to wobble a little bit. There are some exceptions, aren't the word. There is some leeway given in demand letters for lawsuits or before lawsuits of, here's what we're going to do if you don't settle or if you don't try to negotiate with us in good faith to settle. there's some leeway there more than if I came to you and said, if you don't give me money, I'm going to tell everybody all the bad things you did. There's a little bit more leeway, not a lot. I think you look no further than the LSU basketball situation to say allegations, even those made in a lawsuit, aren't necessarily grounds for the NCAA to come in, because they have to have real hard proof that you did something, and just somebody saying it in a lawsuit doesn't cover that.
Especially not covering details. Right. I'm just saying I gave them a blank and
strong offer. Yeah.
Here's what I would do if I'm the University of Tennessee. You want to hear what I would do?
Absolutely.
Okay, so I would get everybody together.
Yep.
I would make it a big thing. Yep. Like, hey, you know what, Jeremy? Or, you know, law firm, whatever. We hear you. We do not want a lawsuit. We don't want one. It's bad for everybody. So here's the deal. You will have your offer by the 29th of this month. And I would offer him $1. The most passive aggressive, you want it, come get it. You're never playing. You'll never get to coach in college again. You better like coaching in the NFL. I hope you do bring out everything, because you're the only one, and everybody that was involved with any of that does not work here anymore. So here's
a basis of his defense is that he didn't know anything about this. So if he knows about all of this, then it totally defeats the problem. He will not win his lawsuit because he was fired for knowing all of these things.
Maybe. How many games did he win here in 3 years?
What?
Five, five, and seven.
So 17.
Okay.
I'll need to check my math.
Well, okay, let's say it's 17. I'd offer him $17. A dollar for every win, son. Yep.
The university said in their response yesterday that this is settlement negotiations have now ended as of your letter.
Yeah. Yeah. No, exactly. You know what I would do, actually? My friends Bill and Tracy are listening right now, and when Bill gets fired up too, he's like, all right, honey, okay?
Yeah.
I'd say, here's $17, honey.
Yeah.
And I'd say, come get some. Yeah. That would be my response. I know that Randy Boyd's not talk like that.
No.
But from the law firm, it would say, here's $1 for every win. If you want a lawsuit, you got one, buddy. Come get some.
Let's talk to James next. James, you're on the Eric Haines Show. Good morning.
How you doing?
We're doing well.
Yes, I think Tennessee needs to settle with Pruitt and get this out of the way. It's going to cost them more now, but court costs and stuff. But because everything depends on what the NCAA does. If the NCAA comes down hard on, then Pruitt loses. Definitely he loses. If the NCAA comes down soft on Tennessee, Pruitt will win, which either way Tennessee's going to lose. So I can't understand why they ain't settling with him, trying to make a deal, maybe 75% of what they owe him. But Tennessee's going to lose depending on what the NCAA does, whether they come down hard or whether they come down soft. And as far as this dragging out and costing Pruitt a lot of money, he's probably got a lawyer that's working on a percentage, probably a third.
Yeah, contingency.
If Pruitt wins. If Pruitt doesn't win, it won't cost Pruitt a dime. So I hope that Tennessee settles and gets this over with.
I think they are not going to. I think the statement they made yesterday was pretty clear that they're not. I don't believe that if Tennessee gets off scot-free with the NCAA, or if they just have minor penalties from the NCAA, that Jeremy Pruitt still has a chance to win his lawsuit. He still committed violations. Tennessee has uncovered evidence that he committed violations. They've presented him with that evidence as part of his firing. And if his statements now indicate that he doesn't deny that he committed violations. If he doesn't deny that he committed violations, then he's entitled to nothing. That's what his contract says.
No, $17.
Eric wants to give him $17. Dollar for everyone. We probably need to check that and make sure he did indeed. I believe that's correct. I believe he was 17 and 34. But that's it. James, we appreciate it, though. 656-9900. We'll take more of your phone calls next as we come to you live from Gray Hodges. It is Customer Appreciation Day here at the Lexington Drive location in West Knoxville. This is the Sports Animal.
Welcome back into the Eric Haines Show. Right here at Gray Hodges West, Lexington Drive, over off the Level Road exit. Back there, tuck back a little bit. And they have everything you need. You know, Timberlake Cabinets and Gray Hodges have us come out here that we do the tour. You know,
we do the tour, yeah. Every fall, I love it.
Customer Appreciation Day, and they always have fantastic food, and that is true. Also, vendors here, if you work in and around the kind of stuff they have here, which is everything, bathroom, kitchen, of every kind, for anything you would need, they've got it all here. And the Timberlake Cabinets are great. I have them in my bathroom, and don't regret that at all. They're fantastic.
Let's talk to Mike next. Mike, you're on the Eric Haines Show. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Can you hear me, Eric?
Yep.
Okay. As your new financial planner, I was talking to some of my constituents the other day, and one of them said that Pruitt only won 16, so before you pay that kind of money out to him, we probably need to check into that.
Hey, listen, I am really glad you brought that to my attention. I do not want to overpay him by a dollar.
Absolutely.
Literally.
We were trying to do math and remember his record on the fly, which is not ever a responsible way of handling it, but I'm that's why I wanted you to correct us.
I'm not sure how many he lost. It was definitely more than he won, though. But anyway, I just wanted to tell you guys I like listening to your show, and have a great day, man.
Mike, we appreciate it. Let's talk to, and I'm trying to pull up the full record. The internet's running a little slow here this morning. His career record at Tennessee was 16-19.
Okay.
So 16, yeah, 116.
You know what? I'm even willing to pay him
the extra dollar.
Well, no, it's 12, 13, and 12, right? He only made a bowl game once, right?
Correct.
So that would be 12, 24, 36, 37 games. I'm willing to pay for the losses, too.
So you're willing to give him $37?
I will go as high as $37.
Okay. I think that's fair. Brandon is up next. Brandon, you're on the Eric Haines Show. Good morning.
Hey, guys. Long-time listener, first-time caller, big-time Eric Haines fan. I think he's one of the top three QBs ever played Tennessee. But
thanks, man.
Thanks. My question is, Hendon Hooker have one more year eligibility, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Thanks to the COVID year. And, yeah.
Yeah, okay, that's what I was thinking. Also, y'all probably know more about this stuff than most normal callers would. But taking so long to get the hand-me-down from the penalties, is that a good sign or is that a bad sign for NCAA?
I think UT right now is working with the NCAA to try to have the investigation be aligned in Tennessee's investigation with their investigation. So I think the notice of allegations may come down at a similar, if not exact, same time as the penalties are announced. I think Tennessee is going to self-impose some penalties. I think those are going to be mostly related to scholarships in a given year. And I think those things are going to be kind of at the same time. So I don't think it's more worrisome that it hasn't come down yet. I also don't think that it's necessarily a positive that it hasn't come down. I think they're just, the two sides are in constant communication, so when that process starts, it will also finish very quickly, which is very, it's a different way of handling things, but it's a way that Tennessee, I think, has felt from the start, helps them say, look, at every step of the way, when we found out this was a problem, we fired everybody, and we started our own investigation because we wanted to do it the right way. If that does not help Tennessee, then you will never see another school that's accused of violations ever self-impose anything again.
Yeah, no.
What's the chances of going to a bowl game? Would that be a ban that the school will take? Or
I don't think a bowl ban is on the table right now. I think it was for a while, but I think at least at this point,
the cleaning house they part are, helped a bunch, correct?
I'm sorry?
The cleaning house, you know, part of the whole deal helped a bunch, I think.
I think firing everybody as soon as you found out about it helped. In my mind, it helped a lot. And again, if that sort of thing doesn't help Tennessee, then I think you'll be hard pressed to find another school that cooperates with the NCAA ever again. Because you know you're looking at programs like LSU and Arizona that in basketball that have just denied. They've ridden it out, and who knows what if any penalties they will ever face. If a school uncovers out violations on their own, cooperates from start to finish to its own detriment, and then is still penalized more heavily than some other schools, then what's the incentive for for following the rules.
Well, the NCAA has already said that, like, they're in the works conversations of not being the people that impose sanctions and stuff.
They won't
anymore.
Put that on conferences.
They don't even. They're already saying. Mark Emmert, right? Mm-hmm. He has already said that, like, that's the conversation that they're having. So if for them to be having the conversation while simultaneously having schools that have blatantly broke the rules and everybody knows, but they still haven't done anything about it, then I wouldn't either. I'd pay them their $37 too if they tried to do anything to. I mean, there's no reason to. Are they going to pick Tennessee? I'm not the Tennessee bias guy ever with anything. I just don't believe it, really. If the NCAA came in and tried to, like, levy, like, legit things against our school and our athletic programs,
then you'd start to think the.
Then I'd be going, whoa, whoa, whoa. North Carolina, Kansas, LSU. I mean, you can list them off. People that have
done it and denied it.
And denied it and just said they denied it, and everyone knows they didn't.
Tennessee stands up and says, we did this, we're out.
Yeah, I'm back down to $17. 16. I'm back down to 16.
Two more hours of the Eric Haines Show from Gray Hodges are next.